It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5 1280 The Zone in the Zone Sports Network.
Hey, welcome in. 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Doing good, Scotty. How you doing?
I'm good. Doing really good.
What's new with you?
I'd love to tell you some new and exciting and fun thing.
Little coach's show
in
tonight.
My life. Little coach's show tonight. Head up to L-Town. I do have this, though. You're going to want to listen today, beginning of the big show today at 2 o'clock. We got a big announcement.
Give me some hints.
Let's just say tomorrow here on The Zone is going to look a little different.
Okay, can you give me any more hints?
Today at 2 o'clock. You'll get all the details.
Right at the end of the show.
Yeah, I'd say you and I, let's you and me and Jake hang out for like that first little segment.
Okay.
And we'll unveil what the zone will look like starting mañana, starting tomorrow. That's mañana's Spanish for tomorrow.
Should I be worried that I have not been given any heads up on any changes? Should that worry me? Am I involved in the changes other than not being part of the changes?
Everything's going to be all right. Because we know everything that we do here at the zone is like, where's Hansel's?
Yeah, right. Oh, man, I'm just worried because I haven't had anybody reach out to me. No, I'm just kidding. I know a little bit. I can't tell you how excited I am for the sports fan out there and what's going to be happening on this station. Like, I don't want to oversell it, but it is going to be special what we're going to be bringing to people. So big announcement at 2.
Big announcement today at 2 o'clock, and the new look Zone Sports Network unveiled tomorrow at 2, and will go into effect tomorrow. So we're not wasting any time. Bam, 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 bam. All the people that make a lot more money than us, all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, and we're ready to go.
So so is there going to be a show name change? Is it going to be the Scotty and Hans
show? It's the Lloyd Cole show, or Lloyd Cole show with Hans and Scotty.
The Lloyd Cole show with Scott Girard featuring special guests.
With Hans Olsen.
Oh, man, just let me be a part of this great sports station.
Oh, you're going to be a part in a big, big way. So yeah, I just hope you're ready for 6 hours.
You know you and I could do 6 hours.
Oh, easy.
We could do it.
Yeah.
4 days out of a five-day week, we could do 6 hours. There's one day typically, Wednesday, sometimes Wednesday can be a little bit of a push and pull because, you know, you got a whole night to wait for Thursday night football and you've already gone through your Monday night football. But now we're into NBA stuff. Wednesdays are going to be a lot easier. We could do 6 hours on a Wednesday with NBA stuff.
Well, when we went from 3 hours to 4 hours, you and I thought, oof. We're going to be all right.
I had an extra hour.
And it was pretty smooth, actually.
No problems.
Even in the middle of a pandemic last year where there were no games. And you and I handled 4 hours.
It was wild.
And that's the thing. And I mean, not to get sappy here, but when you're with somebody that you like and you enjoy company. And like you do 4 hours with some people and it would feel like 10.
Oh, yes. Been there, done that.
But
have you?
Currently.
Whoa. Hey. Oh, Johnny.
Johnny's mic's hot.
Johnny coming from the top rope over there.
That was no mistake that his mic was up either. Currently. Anyways, whether it is current or not current, we still have a blast. Excited for the big announcement. And, Scotty, the sports world has never been more bizarre.
Oh, my goodness. So it's much to get to.
It's never been more bizarre.
We don't talk a lot of Washington State football on this show, but it's time for your starting lineup. Hans and Scotty right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup. Starting lineup on 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Starting lineup right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network, brought to you by Peach Windows and Doors, the latest and the greatest in windows and doors. Peach Windows and Doors is going to make it happen for you.
Well, let me just kind of start things out here by going through some of the announcements that we got yesterday. Washington State head football coach Nick Rolovich has been fired for cause. He has refused to take the COVID-19 vaccine, and he has been non-compliant with both state and university policies.
Can I, real quick, are you surprised it happened? Because I'm with, and by the way, when I bring this up, Jake, I'm not throwing you under the bus, because I am 100, I was 100% with you yesterday. Like, Jake Hatch sent out a tweet yesterday and said, look, at the end of the day, I don't think anything's going to happen. Probably Rolovich is going to be the coach for Washington State when they play BYU this weekend. I never, Hans, in a million years, especially when they, now that they've won three in a row, I never in a million years thought they'd pull the trigger on this. I thought that they'd be like, okay, we're going to take a closer look at the exemptions and blah, 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 and they'd come out with some wordy thing written by a PR guy and a lawyer to try to dance around the subject. Maybe if they were 1-5 going into this game, but then they won some games and had some momentum, and they axed him.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it. I honestly did not think it was going to happen.
Scotty, I saw it very possibly happening. I could see it very possibly happening. But there is still, it remains inside of me, a real dread and sorrow that it did happen. On both sides. I tweeted out yesterday that I am sick on both sides. And by the way, it didn't just stop with Nick Rolovich. There were four Washington State assistants that were also terminated that probably aren't more as financially stable and set to take on this termination. You had Ricky Logo, who's the defensive tackles coach, John Richardson, who is the assistant head coach, Craig Stutzman, who's the co-offensive coordinator, worked with quarterbacks, and then former Utah State and BYU offensive line coach Mark Weber,
yeah,
who was coaching the offensive line there with Washington State. All of those men were terminated. They've lost their job.
And again, with cause.
With cause.
Meaning you get nothing out the door.
Yep, no pension, no payouts. So my heart is just full of pain for this whole situation. I know that there are some people on the vaccine side that want it all torched and brought down, that these guys refuse to take the vaccine. And I know that there are some people on the non-vax side, the anti-vax side, that feel like rights have been violated and attorneys are going to be involved, and this is a complete violation of rights. And I happen to sit somewhere in the middle of all of it. I sit somewhere kind of directly in the middle of all of this heavy opinion that people love to lob back and forth at each other. And I sit in an area where I want to make sure that our rights are retained. I want to make sure that as an American citizen, I have the right to choose what's happening to me, my body, my situation, you know, vaccines, all those things. And the one thing I have to keep reminding myself is these men had that right, and they have chose to not do it, which then came with consequence. There's all kinds of consequence when we make choices. We all have the right to make those choices, and some of those choices have heavy consequence. Now, this is a really heavy consequence. And Scotty, it's hard for me as a dad, as a parent, and as a husband that's responsible for bringing home money to the family. It's a scary proposition and a scary thought that if I was ever really faced with something that I was absolutely against and I was going to lose my job if I didn't do it, could I be mad enough to not do it? It's something that sticks in my mind. Now, in this case, I don't hold the same edge that Rolovich holds. I don't hold the same belief or thought that Mark Weber and this staff holds. I'm not there. But these men truly believed deeply enough that they just sacrificed their jobs to make a decision to not get the vaccination. Level of decision for me, but what if I was faced with it? What if I was faced with something that I was 100% opposed to? And I was going to lose my job. Would I be man enough to step up and say, all right, fire me? I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's a great point. I remember I had a good friend of mine who was a newspaper writer, and he was told that he needed to write a feature about a puff piece about a person that he did not have a lot of respect for, and they wanted him to do this piece. And he's like, I'm not going to do it. And they're like, well, you need to do it or you're going to be fired. And he said, okay, well, then I guess you're going to fire me. And he was fired.
What?
And he said, I was fine with that because, he goes, the phrase he used, it was bad for the pocketbook, but good for the soul. Meaning that he had his convictions, he stood by him, it cost him a lot, and but he could hold his head up high. Now look, not getting vaccinated to me is not a hill we're dying on. It doesn't make any sense to me why somebody would sacrifice. I mean, there's only a handful of these jobs on the planet, especially at the P5 level, and you're going to not get vaccinated, and it's going to cost you an opportunity to not only make generational wealth for you and your family, who knows what your next job will be. There might be somebody out there that'll snatch him up immediately, and maybe in his mind, his agent has already had conversations with people, and so he felt like he could make that stand because he knows where his next job's going to be already. You know, maybe that went into it. I think it's silly that somebody would do that, but as you mentioned, there might be something down the line that I might be like, nope, there's a line, and I'm not crossing that. I don't know what that line would be.
That's where I wanted to go with this conversation.
I don't know where that line would be for me, because once you get to a certain age and you have kids and a family that depends on you, that line can move a little bit, and it does for all of us. So it's hard. It's hard. I'm not, by the way, I'm not putting Nick Rolovich on a pedestal by any means, because I think he's woefully misinformed, and I think he's woefully has some serious bad information on making this decision, and it doesn't just affect him not being vaccinated. It could affect a lot of people around him not being vaccinated. That's my opinion. But apparently that's where he wants to stand on. That's the hill he wants to stand on, so be it.
But I will say that, Scotty, you have certain morals in your life. Like, you have certain things that are a set standard in your life. And it's certain deep beliefs in something. And if somebody came to you, and look, I'll talk about my decision here in just a minute. But if somebody came to you and was forcing you to go against something you truly believed in, whether it's right or it's wrong, you have a real belief in it. To make that decision of, oh, I believe so strongly in this, whether he was misinformed or not, he made a decision based off of a true passion of his or a true belief of his. Now, my information came from that I went off for the vaccination came from two of my most dear friends, two of my closest friends that I have known for many, many, many years that are in the medical profession. One of them is a general practitioner. The other one is a specialist, is a medical specialist. And I had at-length conversations about the vaccination. One of them, a very in-depth and in-detail conversation with my general practitioner, talking about who he's admitting to ICU, who's going to the hospital, you know, what is the reoccurring rate. And he was talking to me about the continual studies and science of it and the depth of it, just going into how deep this goes with the understanding of this vaccination. I made my decision based off of what those two top professionals that are my closest friends that I know wouldn't lead me wrong. And look, maybe they've got the wrong information, but I think that they would have better shot at information than anybody else. But maybe he's getting his word from somebody that he trusts like I trust these two. But it's on the opposite end. And he believes so sure that this is going to kill people or that this is going to mutate his DNA. Or I don't know what he believes. But he believes so deeply that he just walked away from $3 million a year. And these four assistants believe so deeply that they've probably walked away from approximately $250,000 to $500,000,
yeah, probably,
maybe $600,000.
Probably about $350,000 on average between the four of them.
I would say probably about average in there. And, you know, in my mind, Scotty, it really kind of forced the question to me. If my morals or my true beliefs were really questioned, like what if this was the case for you and I? Now, you and I did our own, you and I didn't do a collective study on whether we, you know, how this vaccination, how we were going to go. You and I went on our own little path to figure out what we wanted to do for ourselves. What if you and I would have come to the decision that this is truly changing DNA or it's got some major negative effect and we would have had to make a really difficult decision? I asked myself, could I have done it? I don't know. $3 million a year, my livelihood, and not just that, but there is a real perception out there. You know, he's taking a lot of shots. He's probably getting accolades on one end, but taking a lot of shots on the other. It's pretty incredible that he did what he did. Is it intelligent? Well, in my assessment of what I've learned about the vaccination, no.
No, it's not.
A pretty incredible thing that somebody stood up for their beliefs so strongly that they walked away from $3 million. Based on what I know of the vaccination, you could say, well, it's stupid. But based on the ability to make a decision in our lives in this country, it goes to show that we still have that ability to make the decision.
Yeah.
There is repercussion.
I get your point. I just have a hard time respecting what he did. I don't know, just based on the individual decision. It's just, I get like the principle of it. Like there's something that he's so passionate about that he stood up for it. But I also think that it's dumb. I think it sends out a wrong message to people that he's now going to be made a martyr. And it might inspire other people not to get vaccinated, which I think will lead this ridiculous pandemic to last longer and longer when we could have had this thing nipped in the bud a long time ago. And again, that's my thoughts. Those are my opinions. And I'm sure somebody out there in their car is like, that son of a, you know, and that's fine. You can think that as well. I just don't have a lot of respect for a man who doesn't have enough wherewithal to talk to medical professionals and realize that this doesn't affect just him. It affects people around him. It affects people that are, I mean, you know, that are compromised from, their immune system. It's just, to me, I think it's selfish and it really annoys me. And I think that he cost himself dearly. And I'm sure, you know what, honestly, and this is the cynic in me. I think that, remember, at one time he said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to abide by what the governor said. So at one point he was going to go get the vaccine. At one point he was going to do it. What changed? And the cynic in me is like, there's another job out there or there's another opportunity out there that he's may have already have lined up. And so then he can be a martyr and die on this hill and have a certain part of our population that will praise him for it. But I'm just, look, I'm tired of this whole pandemic. I'm tired of the whole thing.
I am too. And you know, and I think you and I see it a little bit differently. I know how I feel about it, but I also know how I feel about my decision to make choices and to have the freedom to make that choice and that decision. And he's the one that sacrificed a lot to make the decision he just made. As stupid as it is, or as stupid as people might see it to be, it is nice to see that we can still make a decision.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, there's heavy consequences that come with those decisions.
Heavy consequences, and it does scare me a little bit to think that somebody could be swayed one way or the other for this. And it also makes you wonder, is this going to raise a flag for a cause that, you know, could be more detrimental to health? I don't know. But it's pretty incredible to see a man give up $3 million for a decision like this. It's hard to believe.
How long do you think he stays unemployed?
I don't know that, Scotty. That's a really tough one. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Okay, would you say that he's the only unvaccinated FBS head coach in the country?
No, absolutely not.
Just had to do with state.
He had like, that's a state thing.
School. It was state and school policy.
Yeah. So he could have, if he's the head coach of an FBS team, now granted, not FBS anymore, an FCS team, University of Idaho, which is 30 miles to the east of Pullman in Moscow, he's fine. I mean, that's 30 miles separates a head coach fired for not getting the vaccine and a head coach that could not get the vaccine and be totally fine in his employment. It's just there's a state line in between the two. I mean, you know how close Pullman and Moscow are Moscow are together.
Very close.
And that's what separated this. I mean, the guy for his beliefs and what he wanted to do, he was in the wrong state.
The overwhelming feeling I get in all of this, Scotty, is sadness and nobody winning.
That I agree with that.
Sadness and nobody winning.
Yeah.
And you know, we can talk at length, and I guess it would probably be a better area for you and I to spend our time on. We could talk at length how this is going to affect Washington State coming up this weekend. And I think we get out of this and probably jump into that, because this will have some effect on this team come this weekend.
Yeah, well, and I think that's something we need to touch on a little bit later on, because this team is reeling. He'd been there for 2 years, well, a year and a half. This was his second season. And
he was just starting to get the feel of it.
Starting to get. This team was starting to hit their stride.
You know what? Let's save it, because I've got some comments from some of the players about Coach Rolovich that we need to hit on. And then I want to talk a little bit about Jake Dickert, the defense coordinator that just took over.
Yeah. Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Melissa's with us. We're live here at Sound Sleep Medical. Call right now, 801-285-9731. That's 801-285-9731. And look, there's a lot of people out there that know they have sleep apnea or are pretty sure, and we can find out for sure here in a second. But the most important thing is you don't need a CPAP machine.
No, you don't. And if your listeners out there are struggling with any of these three things, they need to give us a call. Daytime fatigue, morning headaches, or a snoring issue. Yes to any of those three is a red flag for sleep apnea. And like Scotty said, you don't need to fix it with a CPAP machine, so stop putting it off. There's a much easier way with what we do here at Sound Sleep Medical.
It's an oral appliance. It's like you mentioned, a mouth guard or a bleach tray, and you don't need the machine. You don't need the filters and all that stuff, and it keeps your lower jaw kind of positioned while you sleep, keeping the airwaves open.
Right. And anybody out there that may be a little skeptical, like how can something so small, so simple, fix such a serious problem? Keep in mind, this has been studied. This has been proven. You probably have a health insurance benefit out there, and health insurance doesn't pay for gimmicks. And this is a great time of year to do something about it because a lot of us are meeting our deductibles. So come in and use that health insurance that you've been paying for all this year.
801-285-9731. So if you're out there and you're pretty sure you have sleep apnea, but you're not sure, you know you do snore at night, let's find out. And you're going to let people find out for free.
Yeah, we've got a great offer today. Absolutely free, no obligation. Call now and we will schedule you for a free sleep consultation in one of our 7 offices. But in addition today, you will get a free sleep screening. This is a test, a little kit of equipment you get to take home to your own bed that will let you know within days whether or not you have sleep apnea or not.
It's real simple. Call right now. The first 50 people to call and schedule an appointment, you get the free sleep screening, free sleep consultation. All you have to do is call 801-285-9731. Let's change your life. Make that phone call right here, right now, here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
It's game week for the Cougars. And the Zone Sports Network is getting you ready for kickoff.
It ain't over till it's over.
BYU hits the road to Pac-12 country as Kalani Sitake and the Cougars square off against Washington State in Pullman. Catch the Cougar pregame show Saturday at 12:30 with the postgame show immediately following the game. From Monday morning to the postgame press conference, nobody brings you better coverage of Cougar football than 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Live here at Sound Sleep Medical. Call right now, 801-285-9731. You get the free sleep screening, the consultation, all yours free. Just got to call, 801-285-9731. Hey, by the way, I know we'll get back to some of this Washington State stuff here in a second, but this is how dialed I am with the Broncos right now. I did not know that you and me, we got a battle coming up.
We got the Cleveland and Browns and the Broncos coming up.
Yeah. Thursday Night Football.
Oh, this lines up really well.
I would
both coming off losses.
Yeah, both 3-3.
Both embarrassed over the weekend.
Yeah.
Arizona embarrassed Cleveland.
I don't know what the line is, but it should be Cleveland 6.5. Is what I would guess.
Yeah. Is that in Cleveland?
I think so.
If it's in Cleveland, I'd say Cleveland 6.5. It's in Denver, I'd say Cleveland 3.5.
Let's see.
Denver just struggled, too.
They're awful.
Game is in Cleveland.
Where is it?
Yep.
Why can I not find the line? Oh, Cleveland favored by 3.5 points at home. Oh, my gosh, kids. Oh, my gosh. Entertainment purposes only, but take the Browns. Skip a mortgage payment. No, I'm kidding.
By the way, don't ever take sporting advice from somebody who has any type of emotional investment in their team.
That's a great point.
Because you make some pretty terrible comments based on what you saw the week before.
But no, really.
Like, if you just step back and look at this, I do think Cleveland is a better team. Cleveland's on their home field. They should win by a touchdown.
Easily. I would be shocked if this is a relatively close game.
But again, take it easy.
But entertainment purposes only.
We would never want to encourage that. This would be a fun Thursday night game, though. I think it's a pretty decent matchup.
How quickly can we get to Wendover? 2.5?
Hour and 45 from here. Yep, hour 45. In this snow, hour 45. If there was no snow, open roads, we could probably be there hour 32.
See if I can skip the coach's show tonight. I got tomorrow. I can sneak over there. Holy smokes, just 3.5. All right, we talked a little bit about the Nick Rolovich situation. Now I think it's time to take a moment and talk about what this means to this team out on the field. Nick DeLora, who was a starting quarterback, started against Utah State. Actually, no, he did not start against Utah State. Garantano did. And then he got hurt, and DeLora came in and nearly won the game for him.
That's right.
But he, I think he posted on Instagram or Twitter or whatever the kids are using these days, his thoughts as to what's going on. And there had been some rumblings up there at Washington State that the players were considering sitting out a game. I don't think that's certainly going to happen, but these players are certainly...
But we don't know yet.
We don't know yet. I mean, I'm sure you've heard those rumors too.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. There, I know that he had player support.
Said, let's see, here's the comments. We have no issue with any of our players. We respect their decisions. I feel like it's guys covering us. They're trying to dig a hole on our Cougar football team. Went on to say that we're saddened and they feel awful that they lost their coach, but also said this program is more than just one man, and we will rise and find a way to get through this. So kind of implied that they're going to keep playing and keep doing their thing.
But I do think that there was some emotional investment
from
Jaden DeLora and from this roster. And one of the comments he dropped earlier on was, players, all of us have no issue with Coach Rolo. He felt like that there were very few issues with his decision and how they were progressing to that point. Now, they had won 3 straight games, and that helps cure a lot of issues in the locker room. If they had lost those 3 and they were standing 1-5, things might be a little bit different, but they were starting to come together as a team and they were starting to see some positive things. And I think that the players were starting to feel better about it. It would be so difficult for me, being a player at a university, having a coaching staff make a decision and having the consequence be they aren't allowed around the facilities anymore. They aren't allowed to be a part of your life. They aren't allowed to be an instructor. And in my mind, I would be scattered. I would be unsure. I would want to create this vision that we're all going to be okay, but in the back of my mind, I'd be thinking, we just lost our head coach.
Yeah.
And I just lost my defensive tackles coach and our assistant coach, assistant head.
Here's what Jaden DeLora, and I thought I had it ready. I did not, but here's his comments that he put out on Twitter. Said, words cannot express our profound sadness and disappointment in the termination of our coach, Nick Rolovich. Playing for him was a great honor that all of us will cherish forever. He put trust in me and allowed me to grow as a man, both on and off the field. For that reason, we strongly disagree with today's decision. But we also understand that Cougar football has always been bigger than one person. We are a band of brothers who play and sacrifice for each other, no matter who the head coach is. We have never been about one person or one name on the back of the jersey. We have been and will always be about the logo and the pride that all of us share in being part of the Cougar family. This is a very difficult time for all of us on the team. Change is always hard. What we need now, more than ever, is the loud and passionate support the Cougar faithful can bring to Martin Stadium. So let's pack the house on Saturday and show the entire nation the special bond that we all have as Washington State Cougars.
Well, those are words of a really good leader.
Yeah.
I appreciate everything he said. He was honest in his delivery. And you know Coach Rolo. I know Coach Rolo. To a certain extent. Just meeting him through different media days. And he was fun. He was always a breathed life into the party. Brought us pineapples. Brought in a palm reader.
A Britney Spears lookalike. People like Nick Rolovich is a really good dude.
He's a really fun guy.
And that's the hard part, because there's a lot of people like, this guy's a blah, 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 and running him in the ground for a decision he made. And while I said I think it's a dumb decision he made, I have nothing but respect for Nick Rolovich, the person. Like, we've gotten to know him. He knows us by name.
He's fun.
He's fun. We had enjoyable conversations with him when he was the head coach of Hawaii.
Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to take that connection that you have with him just in the media days that you got to meet him and be around him. Now take that times 100. You're around him every day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're seeing that smile. You're getting that confidence. You're getting the instruction. You know, he's making you feel confident and making you feel secure. And he's the one that recruited you, or probably not in a lot of instances at Washington State because he's only 2 years in, but he's showing you a lot of faith, all those things. And he's been funny, and you would be very emotionally connected to that guy.
Yeah.
I think of some coaches and I'm like, geez, man, that's addition by subtraction. You get rid of that jerk, get rid of that guy, and you get some positivity and shine some light in that coaching room, and I'll bet you get a better output. I can't say that with Nick Rolovich. With Nick Rolovich, in my mind, I'm thinking, this is a guy whose positive attitude took you from some ugly losses and got you on a three-game win streak, got you believing, got you feeling passionate about coming out to practice every day, regardless that you sucked in the beginning part of the season. Or, you know, maybe they were a good team. Utah State's shown to be a good team.
Mm-hmm.
And Utah State got a win right out of the gates against Washington State. And I think that put them on a spiral a little bit. I think that Rolovich and his positivity is what kind of buoyed things up. Otherwise, I think we would have seen this losing path just continue to spiral down. And now you pull that security out from under this team. It's going to take a good leader. And I liked the words that you just read from Jaden DeLara, the quarterback. I think he's trying to convince himself that this is going to be okay. And I think it's actually a very very candid look into his thoughts on asking the fan base to come give them support. I think that is from his heart. I actually think that this entire team is in their mind. They just lost their head coach. They lost four assistants. And in their mind, they're thinking, we need somebody to believe in us for the decisions we're making. And I know that Jake Dickert is taking over, and I hope that, and I know they're playing BYU, and I'm saying I hope this because I hope for everybody's sake. I like positivity.
Yeah.
I want people to be okay. I want the kids to be okay. I want the players to – I just have been in the middle of the season. Seasons are hard anyways. Anyway, I don't need to explain myself on this. I hope that Jake Dickert has the respect of this team, that they can lean on him a little bit, and that they don't all feel like off of one man's decision, all of them are screwed. I don't want that.
No, I don't want that either. I think that's well put by you. And I think that if I'm Kalani Sitake and I'm BYU, that this is a kind of a hard situation. Like, I just watched the Broncos play the Raiders. John Gruden gets, you know, refirement, if you will. I mean, he gets shown the door, but retires or resigns or whatever the case is. And that team bonds together, and they play one of their best games of the season. I don't know what happens at Washington State over this thing. Do they go in the tank? Or do they say, hey, let's show the world that we're going to go out there and let's play well. And then when the mic gets put in front of our face in the post-game press conference, because everybody wants to talk about how well we played, and we say, this one was for Coach Rolovich.
Well, you're losing your offensive line coach, who was a unifier of
great
five.
Mark Weber, great dude.
Yeah.
And again, I want to be careful how we say this. You can, and this is where I think that we have a problem in our society right now, is that we will take a singular decision or a singular thing that somebody does or says, and then we will make a broad brush statement over the quality of that person based on that. I disagree vehemently with the decisions that Mark Weber and Nick Rolovich and the two other assistants made. I don't agree with what they did. However, I know Mark Weber. I know Nick Rolovich. I know they're good human beings. I know they're good people. So I can disagree with their decisions, but I can also tell you, based on personal experiences, that these are good guys. Mm-hmm. These are good dudes. They may have gotten some information that I disagree with, but that doesn't mean that I think they're horrible people for what they did. And we can, like, I think it's okay. They're not, just because they made a decision that you don't agree with doesn't mean they're awful, horrible, disgusting people. And I think that's where we get sideways in our society right now.
Yeah, because people don't have repercussions on the decisions that they're making on a public stage and social media,
yeah.
which is tough. And you're right. These are good men. But Mark Weber is a unifier of five guys up front.
Yes.
You got Jaden DeLora, the quarterback. Well, he just lost his quarterback's coach, Craig Stutzman. And he was also the co-offensive coordinator. And the defensive tackles lost their coach. They just lost their assistant head coach. Mm. And they lost their head coach. So if this was just Nick Rolovich, I would say, boy, there's going to be a lot of heartache. and this is going to cause confusion. But everybody knows their job. But this isn't just Nick Rolovich. This is a total of five coaches. One of them that unifies five guys. One of them that works directly with the play caller. This is a dramatic loss of coaching talent that I think will, to a certain degree, will affect and influence the way the game is called, the way the game flows, and the way the game is played. I lean more to believing that this is going to have a very negative impact on what happens over the weekend.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. I hope not, because, I mean, not that I'm rooting against BYU. I would very much like to see BYU win this game. I just feel bad for those players, and I hope that they they can try to rebound and play some good ball.
I do, too. I feel terrible for these players because they didn't make that choice. But they're suffering consequences of that choice.
I mean, we talked about Arizona State, and they lost, what, two position coaches. Here you're losing four?
Four position coaches
and your head coach.
And head coach. Oof.
All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. What you may have missed coming up next right here on The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Eric Walden, Jazz beat writer for the Salt Lake Tribune.
Jazz had a great season last year, and it sucked the way it ended for Jazz fans, obviously. But they were still a great team. On paper, I think they're better. Fair or foul?
I agree with that. I do feel like on paper, they've addressed a lot of the issues that really hurt them in that Clippers series. Theoretically, the Jazz are a lot deeper. They're a little more matchup-proof. I think if we're saying, what's the ideal version of this team, they're probably missing another lengthy wing capable of defending and switching and hitting some threes, but those guys don't grow on trees. They should be good. They should be improved. They should be capable of winning or at least competing for a championship this year. So I'm really interested to see how it goes.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty, this is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. By the way, what Built Bar are you going with today?
Today is the cookies and cream.
Nice.
I needed a lot of flavor. I needed a little bit of a pick-me-up. Tuesdays are always an interesting day. I don't just need a little bit of a shock to the system, so I'm going with cookies and cream.
I got a
14
little
14 grams of protein.
Yeah, got a little raspberry out in the car. That'll be the bar for the way home.
Fruit is always a good way to go with the Built Bar. Whether it's the cherry, the raspberry, all of it's good.
Promo code ZONE gets you 10% off. Go to built.com.
A couple of things, Scotty. BYU-Virginia kick time was announced. Bad news, 8:15.
Yep.
So they buried it on ESPN2. It is an 8:15 kick. That's, of course, on October 30th. That's a game that ESPN could have made a huge storyline. Bronco Mendenhall returning to Provo. It's not just Bronco. It's everybody. It's Jason Beck. It's Marky Atawaya. It's Coach Tuja.
Dr. Bob.
It's Robert Anai.
Dr. Bob.
It just goes.
You call him Dr. Anai.
On and on. Like, this is the full staff that was here with BYU is there in Virginia. And ESPN's like, I don't know what to do with it. Let's go 8:15. Well, yeah, but we've got this game before it. It'll be 12 minutes in the fourth quarter at 8:15. Well, yeah, just then push it back to 8:45. I don't know. That's what frustrates me the most about these 8:15 and 8:30 kicks. Like, I'm sitting down and snuggling into the couch getting ready to watch a game that's supposed to kick, and I'm looking. It's like, Oklahoma, 12 minutes left? How? You know they're not going to move off the game that they're currently showing, and it's got 12 minutes, and then it's like showing on ESPN News or something, and then you're trying to dial around, and you didn't have ESPN News recorded because, you know, I'm typically doing pregame and trying to get to the place I'm watching it. Just 8:15.
And then you finally get it. It's 14-10, and there's been four scores, and you don't know what happened or how it played out.
It's the worst.
Yep.
And ESPN, too. At least it's not ESPN U or ESPN News or ESPN Ocho.
The Ocho.
Just ridiculous. It's a big game. Why can't you treat it like it's a big game? Is it only a big game to me?
No, I don't.
Is it only a big game to us?
It's a big game to us. I don't know how much BYU and Virginia moved the meter in, like, Stillwater. If you're just a college if you're a college football fan, I don't know how much it really moves the meter for you. Sure does here locally, though.
Yeah.
All right, Sound Sleep Medical, 801-285-9731. Melissa's with us right now. And Melissa, we're middle of October, and there's people that have flex spending. They met their deductible, whatever the case might be. I mean, this could be really advantageous for you to call right now and get this oral appliance where you don't need a CPAP machine anymore if you have sleep apnea.
That's right. You know, even if your partner's just complaining about your snoring and it's causing issues, maybe you're having to sleep in separate rooms or your partner has a sleep issue now because you're the one snoring, give us a call. What we do with an oral appliance absolutely treats sleep apnea, and that is the most important thing. But a lot of people, you know, all they're worried about is snoring. Let's get people back in the same bedroom sleeping well together. And this oral appliance can get rid of your snoring. And like Scotty said, it is covered by your health insurance. Use that money that you've been putting into your insurance. Don't let it go to waste, especially this time of year.
801-285-9731. And again, you call right now, schedule an appointment. If you're not sure if you have sleep apnea or not, and you're thinking, well, I don't want to go get a test that's going to be hundreds of dollars and I'm going to be sleeping in a hospital bed or in a lab somewhere, guess what? You're going to get the screening and consultation absolutely for free, and you can take that test in your own home.
That's right. No obligation. Absolutely free. We'll send you home with a little kit of equipment that you wear in your own bed for one night. Bring it back to us the next day. We download it, and within minutes, you'll know whether or not your snoring is really something more serious.
Call right now. Please, please, please. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your spouse to make the phone call. 801-285-9731. That's 801-285-9731 right here on the Zone Sports Network.